It's always cold at your place.
Yeah, thanks. It's my sad dark aura spreading through every inch of it.
Maybe because you have stuff like this laying around. Do you remember when we took this photo?
Yeah. I wish actual medieval times were like capitalist medieval times.
You know the word capitalist?
I'm on Twitter, Lynn. She looked so happy that day.
Yeah. We didn't know a thing.
We have to change the subject before I start getting emotional. I don't want to have to watch any more King Arthur documentaries.
Yeah, that's when I know you're at your lowest point.
So, anyway, I popped this popcorn in a microwave by myself like a regular person because my useless wizard can't even pop a bowl of popcorn with magic!
That's not how my magic works.
So did you pick a movie?
Arthur, honestly, I think we've watched every good movie on Netflix in the past 3 months.
Well, you know what we have to do now, right?
Watch the worst ones?
Bingo!
Your place is quiet. I like that it's out in the forest by the lake. It's nice.
You only think that because you live with Lucy and Delilah, and you're used to noise at all hours of the day.
I don't mind Delilah. She's sweet. Any sweeter and my teeth would rot. Actually, I don't mind Lucy either. I mean, she's the one paying for the house. Or her dad is. Either way, she's got her own bathroom, and I couldn't be more thankful.
What's your house called again? Doesn't it have a name?
Yeah, Noble Hall. It's labeled on the campus map. It's reserved for high-ranking professors and their families, but it's just the three of us right now.
Of course, only the best for Lucy.
You know, she keeps asking to give me a makeover.
Do you think she'd give me a makeover too?
Of course. Do you want to switch houses? Do a little TLC wife swap? I would love to live alone for a bit.
I won't be living alone when Elliot comes back.
Wait, Elliot is moving in here?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since the beginning. I was always supposed to live with Elliot here. We picked this place before... you know.
I just thought you would want some, I don't know, distance. After what happened.
She needs a place to stay, Lynn. And she needs protection. Nothing like that can ever happen again. Especially not to her.
I guess.
God, we really have watched everything, haven't we?
I know. We need to start doing something else. Like exercising.
You're funny. Remember a year ago when we didn't even have time to sit down and relax like this?
Yeah, too busy saving everyone's little medieval asses.
Do you miss it?
I don't miss the motels. Or your snoring.
Well, of course.
But I miss the motel hot chocolate. It's the world's greatest comfort.
Yeah. She was right about that.
And I miss us. The three of us.
No matter how different Elliot is, nothing could come between you and me. You really are my best friend. Even if you are a terrible wizard. Ow!
You're the worst.
So are you. Are you going to tell us what we're doing here, or can I go back to the snow cone stand I saw a block away?
We're in Modesto for Anthony Taylor.
Is he here?
He has a sunrise yoga class in this park on Saturday mornings, and then he usually stays here until noon.
And you know this because...
I'm on his Facebook. And I hacked his Google Calendar.
You're a monster!
It wasn't even hard.
How are we supposed to know who he is? There are dozens of people here.
I got it. Anthony!
Fuck! What are you-
Anthony Taylor!
People are starting to stare.
Just smile and wave.
Anthony!
Arthur, I don't think that
Anthony,
this-
where are you?
Oh God, you're actually driving people away.
Anthony!
Well, that's all I got. Lynn, you want to give it a try?
Yeah. He's the one sitting on the yoga mat over there and reading. He has headphones in, so I don't think he heard you screaming for him.
How do you know that's him?
I hacked his Facebook. I've seen his profile picture. I know what he looks like. That was a good try, though, Arthur.
All right, well, what's the plan, then?
I don't know. You're King Arthur. You figure it out.
Worst wizard ever.
Excuse me? I am the best wizard.
Ooh.
Former wizard, Elliot.
Aww.
Current computer genius. I have to do everything, don't I?
Lynn, please be gentle.
Fuck off, Arthur.
I don't feel like I deserved the bird for that. This time.
This is fun, right?
Yeah. It's gonna go great. See, look, she's talking to him, she's very calm, we can relax.
Why didn't she bring the guitar case with her?
Yeah, why? Oh god, she's taking out the sword. Bad.
Okay, it's time to interfere.
Lynn, no, we do not point swords at minors. Give it to me.
I won't go easy on you this time,
Arthur. Lancelot, you've torn my breeches, you rascal.
Arthur, I do believe you tore your breeches yourself.
Nice in the tavern tonight?
I will fight you tonight.
There was no one else I would have fight by my side.
Ha! Victory is mine. You owe me a trinket of tavern tonight, friend.
Come, my friend. Let us test the mettle of our horses.
Yeah! You need to be right.
I'm so sorry about her. I should have known she would go a little too far too fast. My name is Elliot Kristen Lewis. The Kristen is with the CH. Anyway, my friend. Well, I guess he's not really my friend. He used to be. I guess now he's just my employer. Wait. He doesn't even pay me. He's not a king. He's a dictator. And now you get to deal with him too, even though he probably won't love you like you love him, despite the fact that you've been in his life for like 1,000 years
Ellie,
and—
no. What are you doing? Stop, both of you. Get over here. What the fuck, you guys? I thought we agreed on being gentle.
Sorry, the inner demons got loose.
Yeah, sorry, Your Majesty.
Can I get a do-over?
No, I'm handling this from now on. Here, take the sword. Wait, where did he go?
I think he ran away.
God damn it.
Friday Night Fights.
Well, that wasn't a great first try.
Yeah, no fucking shit, Elliot.
Hey, don't yell at her. I told you to do it, and you whined about it.
You pulled a sword on the poor guy.
Are you serious? I'm defending you. You were the one who exploded in the kid's face.
Hey, don't yell at her!
You don't get to be on my side, Arthur. We're not even friends, remember?
Yeah, some king you are.
Oh, look, he may be a bad person, but don't you dare call him a bad king.
I am not a bad person! I was the only one who didn't completely fuck up our first impression with Anthony.
You were screaming his name in the middle of a park!
You know what? At this point, we should let our first impression be our only impression. I'm leaving.
Hey, where are you going? You can't back out now. You dragged me into this. You're seeing it through to the fucking end.
I'm not backing out. I'm fixing the situation like I always do. Like I always did. What the hell would you do without me?
Do you ever remember her fixing any situation?
I remember her causing them. She set fires and snuck into buildings. A lot.
I'm sorry I goofed everything up earlier.
We're adults. You can curse, Al.
I'd rather not. I let my emotions get the better of me today, and I shouldn't have done that. If we have issues, we should work them out together. Otherwise, it'll interfere with everything else in our lives.
God, you're too sweet. I can't believe I was mad at you. Okay, Elliot, I'm sorry I said we weren't friends. I didn't remember. I still don't remember a lot. But now I remember how I felt about you back then, and I'm starting to figure out how I feel about you now. But I also remember what you did and why it did not end well for either of us. And I forgive you.
You do?
I want to right the wrongs we made last time. I want to trust you, and I think I do. We're both the same people, but we can see our past mistakes more clearly, and we can learn from them now. I don't intend for history to repeat itself. Even if we weren't friends in our past lives, we would be in this one anyway. You're a good person.
Best friends?
Fine. Best friends. In the future. We have to work our way there first. I don't even know what your favorite movie is.
Secondhand Lions.
Really?
Yes. We should watch it sometime. Together. The two of us.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
So. Kiss and make up?
One step at a time, Elliot. High five.
Well, I guess we just have to wait for Lynn to come back now. Then we can reassess the situation and make a successful plan of attack.
Yeah. Hey, Elliot. Lynn is definitely breaking into Anthony's house to get it to his computer right now, isn't she?
Oh no, we have to stop her. She might start a fire, come on!
Friday Night Fights.
Okay, the house isn't on fire. That's good, right?
But her motorcycle is here. We can't be safe for long. Oh! Scratch that. We're going to prison. Oh my god, she's climbing a tree!
Oh my god, get back on the bike! We're leaving before we get arrested!
Well, hold on, hold on. We have to stop her. Lynn! Lynn, what are you doing?
What are you doing? You're gonna blow my cover. I made it through the window undetected. I just need to get to his computer, and then we never have to see this kid again.
This is way bigger than casting some spell on a computer.
It's basic hacking, and you know it, Elliot.
No! If you won't come down, then I'm coming up to get you.
Get out of the tree, Elliot.
This is illegal. I was a Girl Scout, so I am obligated to intervene when laws are being broken.
Elliot, we're seriously going to get arrested.
Well, so is she. If we don't do something, she's trespassing in there. Oh, no. She's gone. Lynn Martin, you get back here right...
You guys? Hello? Seriously, come back! Shit. Shit. Shit! Okay. It's fine. It's only breaking and entering. Actually, it's not even breaking. The window was open, and they just crawled in. The judge will probably go easy on us. I'll just wait on the bike. We can make a quick getaway. Maybe we won't even get caught. I'll just get the sword and we'll...
Hey, you were at the park today, right?
Anthony!
Yeah, you're that guy that saved me from those two crazy girls earlier, right?
Yeah, that's me.
So are you stalking me now?
No.
Are the other two here?
No.
Okay. So whose motorcycle is that?
It's, mine.
Mm-hmm. And what about the other one?
They're both mine.
Okay, I'm calling the police.
No, wait! Oh my god, I didn't mean to smack the phone out of your hand.
Arthur, she broke a vase! Oh dear.
Anthony, can we walk and talk?
No!
Let me explain!
Get off of me!
Arthur!
Anthony!
Mom!
Puppy!
Hello? 911, we need police sent to our house.
Got a blast! Elliot, we're leaving. Oh, I'll see you soon, my prince.
Yes, there are three young thugs robbing our house. One of them...
Arthur, let's go!
One of them is tall, he... I don't... And then one of them definitely looks like a lesbian.
Anthony!
Bethany, the park, midnight. Meet us for answers. Maybe bring a snack.
The other one I'm not seeing a face, but she looks like...
Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur, Ashton Laurel as Elliot, and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn, Holden Kennedy as Anthony, and Sydney Jones as Anthony's mom. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.